The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
There are apparently record levels of patients waiting on trolleys in Cork University Hospital. This is according to the INMO, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. 98 patients at the moment waiting for admission to a bed. Anthony Staines is with me. He's Professor of Health Systems at the School of Nursing in Dublin City University. Anthony, people might be wondering why we're talking about, you know, people waiting on trolleys. We've all become so inured to it. It's a day in, day out occurrence. But it's rare that you've got record levels this early in the year. And it does make one worry about what might happen the depths of winter, doesn't it?
It does. And it is a source of considerable concern. And we know that this is causing serious damage to people. And we know, tragically, some people are losing their lives. And we saw the very recent reporting of the tragic case in University Hospital Limerick. But similar events can happen in any hospital. And given the pressures hospital staff and ED departments are working under, they're likely to keep on happening.
And I understand you've just come back from a conference in Europe wherein some of your kind of colleagues in other European countries couldn't believe the way we run the system here. Is that right?
Well, the comment from the CEO of a hospital group was that the level of bed occupancy in Irish hospitals was extraordinarily high and far higher than that person's hospitals ran at. And he would have been very, very unhappy if his hospitals had been as busy as ours. So hospital occupancy goes up and it goes down. But ours is really high almost all the time. And that's showing in the trolley figures and the people on bed, inappropriate beds in hospitals.
And is that, Anthony, because we're sending too many people to hospital or because we have too few hospitals?
It's a couple of different things are happening. One is that we don't have enough hospital beds for the growth in population, the aging population. But more fundamentally, we're trying to do everything in hospitals. People who need care are turning up at hospitals. In other countries, primary care, general practice is much better resourced and could do a lot more. There are minor injury clinics. There are various kinds of, I suppose, less emergency departments for, you know, people who are sick, but not at emergency department level. None of that is in place for most Irish health service users. Most of our minor injury clinics are either linked directly to health insurers or they're private themselves. And that's very unsatisfactory for everybody. I mean, CUH says that the pressure in the emergency department is exacerbated by continued impact of the cyber attack on HSE. That was 2021, May 2021. That's an extraordinary excuse to be making now. There is COVID around, as CUH rightly observed. But COVID has been around all summer. COVID is part of our futures. We need to plan for it. And we're not doing that. We're not making the changes to provide care outside hospitals. We're not making the changes to keep people out of hospitals.
Those injury or illness, minor illness clinics that you mentioned that, you know, we don't have to the same degree they have in other European countries, or we have them, but they're linked to, you know, private health insurers. They strike me as a relatively low-cost intervention in the system, do they not?
There's a lot of low-cost interventions we're not making. There's a brilliant program in Donegal where they deal with people with chronic respiratory disease and keep them out of hospital. So these are people who would have 3 or 4 admissions a year to hospital. They're not having any. There was a program running in the Midlands which did something very similar for heart failure. The Midlands program has been stopped. The Donegal program, which could save dozens of hospital beds all over the country, is still only in Donegal, which is great for Donegal, but not so good for anywhere else. We're not doing the stuff we know how to do to improve things. We're not putting money into primary care. We're not putting money into keeping people out of hospital.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that, Anthony. I mean, how difficult is it to do those things, to kind of intervene early with somebody and keep them out of hospital when the people you need to do that are already overstretched?
You've got to make a decision that you're going to put resources into it because it pays for itself. The program in Donegal saves staff because you'd require more staff to look after those people if they're in hospital. And it's not much fun being in hospital 4 or 5 times a year. You know, the patients would far rather be at home. These are not people who can be fixed, but they can have a much better quality of life at much lower cost to the health service if we take these baby steps and spread them out across the country.
Anthony Staines, Professor of Health Systems at the School of Nursing in Dublin City University, DCU. Anthony, as always, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.